Brothers and sisters in Christ, to remember the Last Supper in this gospel, that Jesus washed his disciples' feet, making himself the lowest and the least amongst his disciples, even though he, of course, is God and is the greatest. And so he's teaching them, if you understand this, blessed are you if you, in turn, do it. And so as we come here to Mass day after day, and we receive from Jesus his precious body and his precious blood in the Holy Eucharist, hopefully we can see how powerful his love is for us, and we go from this Mass and do what Jesus has done for us, and share what he has given to us, helping others then have the possibility of believing that he is truly God. They are able to see God in us. There is great elation in heaven and great joyfulness. And so this is our work, our job, as Jesus comes and humbles himself and gives himself to us to go and to be Christ to others. We see that St. Paul did that in the synagogue as he shared the word of God with them. The transformation that happened in his life is amazing. He was Saul and became Paul. And he mentions Saul in his little homily here to the people in Paphos. The change has happened in his heart. He realizes that Jesus is the Christ, no longer persecuting. And so let's pray for that grace to have that change in our hearts, that awareness that Christ truly is the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and receive him and carry him to all those who are in need today, all those that we meet. We prepare our hearts to receive the Son of God in this Holy Eucharist now.